Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Bruce Piasecki back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bruce Piasecki is the author of something under 30 books, which are sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy.
No.
Including Doing More with Less, which is one of my favorite books still, including Doing More with Teams, and his new book, Brand Spanking New, New World Companies, and it's basically all about the future of capitalism, which, as you know, folks, is a very exciting concept for me. Bruce Piasecki, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's good to be back.
You have written something under 30 books.
Well, no, Jim. I've been lucky to have the privilege of being written, you know, I've written over a dozen. But this one is the first one.
But that's under 30.
Money.
Under 30, Bruce.
The good news is there's a lot of different foreign editions, but the thing that I'm interested in, Jim, is building from your prior interview about communication and respect, mm-hmm. because some of what I'm talking about in New World Companies is about how corporations, from small innovators to the large giants that I get to work with, like Toyota or FedEx or Suncor, these firms that employ many people and do many things are becoming more like a living cell. They're more osmotic. So New World Companies is the way they respond to the six urgencies that either destroy them or help them ascend. Mm-hmm. So it's a mm-hmm. book about destruction and creation.
Well, and this, there's a lot of disruption in the marketplace these days, on Main Street, on Wall Street, in between, across the ponds. There's a lot of disruption going on right now, and some of it is man-made, meaning we do it to each other, and some of it is just the way of things, isn't it?
Yes. You know, when I started my corporation, the AHC Group, in 1981, I took a laminated copy of the Fortune 500. Now two-thirds of them are gone, Jim. So even the big guys fall short.
That's
you know, like the movie The Big Short is an excellent example of what your listeners might want to see about the dangers of speculative capitalism, mm-hmm. where what my book is about is a new lens on risk after 2008, and it tries to find explanations of what the asset managers are doing to keep a company capitalized, to keep it moving
forward, and it's about long-term thinking, and I want to talk about that because I think you're onto something. I want to talk about that in the next segment, but I want to come back to what you said just now. Don't we have talk to us about what you, when you say speculative capitalism, tell us what you think that means.
Well, a good example in the movie, The Big Short, which my wife and I enjoyed recently, is that interview where there's the Wall Street guy interviewing a pole dancer, and we find out that she has five homes, each on an adjustable mortgage, mm-hmm. you know, and there's nothing lewd about the scene. What it is it's eye-opening because we find out that money can become so speculative that a person doesn't have to prove their earning ability. What my new book is about is how people should take back into their own common sense the fact that they understand finance. You can't allow money managers to do the work for you. You have to figure out your own valuation.
Well, Bruce, I'm not worried about individuals as much as I am the corporate America who are practicing financial capitalism instead of what I call market capitalism. Those are the people that I'm worried about, and I think a lot of those folks are not practicing the ESG approach to capitalism that you talk about in your book. Because they're more worried about managing the money than they are about doing business. What do you think?
Well, I think that capitalism is about the creative alignment of money, people, and rules. So the mm-hmm. rules come from the marketplace and from government. The people's talent is what we try and liberate in the management consulting we do. And money is part of the picture. So speculative capitalism is when money is three times bigger than the people and the rules, if you think of them as three circles
right.
you're trying to coincide. Speculative capitalism is when the greed for the short term outdistances the sense that all the great
That's
companies
it.
Know that if you're a FedEx making it into 185 of the 195 countries of the world, you know they understand the rules. You know that they're fully
yep.
disclosing in their
yep.
in their
yep.
transits of our commerce in our small
right.
businesses. What I'm doing in this book is giving six cases of
hold,
firms that are
hold
fantastic
on to that thought. Bruce, I'm going to let you give us those six in a second. The last thing of what you just said, though, is, in my opinion, what we're going to have to find out in the next decade is which one of those companies are really doing what you're saying and which one of them are just giving us lip service, especially about the people. And, folks, what I like about Bruce is he's holding these people to account. He does it in his books. He does it in his work. And we're glad to have him report this to us on our show. 20 till. I'm Jim Blessinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.